Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Clara Part 2, a.k.a. Clara Chung, the songwriter, artist. My apologies, my Zoom recorder didn't record during this whole episode, so I was forced to use just the camera audio. So my apologies. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, music artist, composer, producer, and psychotherapist, Clara Part 2.
You need a breath? You need a moment? Catch your breath?
I almost had a panic attack. Because I thought I was going to read off the wrong title.
After playing such zen music, yeah, too.
Dude, it's good seeing you. It's been 3 years.
Same. It feels longer.
Has it?
And shorter at the same time.
Really? It feels
longer. We had a few varieties of pandemic in between.
Yeah.
So.
What do you remember, like, 3 years ago? Do you remember who was here? Was it George? Was it...
There was a dog.
Oh, Kirby was here.
Kirby was here.
Yeah.
Ilani was here.
All right, let's talk. I love Kirby and Ilani. We parted ways as well.
Kirby?
Yeah, we parted ways.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been, I think, a year.
When did that, okay.
And then same with you, we all, yeah.
Yeah?
With you? Yeah, with you. Your relationship, you parted ways.
I'm an open book. You don't need to walk on eggshells.
You parted ways with your man.
My husband.
Your husband.
My ex-husband.
So was that nerve-wracking? Like, just that whole process?
Oh, yeah.
No, was it building? Hold up. Did it build up to the point where you're like, okay, it's time?
I have so much. It's so complicated. It's so complex. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been in that relationship how long?
4.5 to 5 years.
Okay, that's a good chunk of time.
That's how I met you. Now yes! I think of, so shout out to Fishbowl.
And Miss Robot.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That the new one?
We have it's a film studio with a giant robot.
Alright, so Fishbowl.
We're still all super friendly.
Are you working there?
So friendly. Yeah.
It's a media company.
Yeah, it's a
editing, post production.
Yeah, it's a production house. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a film studio.
That's how I met you, right?
It's through that and through Ilani. I think Ilani worked for my ex-husband. And then
that's right.
That's how. God, that's... And then she was like, "You should come in for this thing."
Right, right. And so going back to that, it was like a build up to the point where it was a mutual thing. Where,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, like how there's like, it's like a pool. It's like you want to go like ankle deep, or you want to go like knees. You want to go like belly back.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to go?
Now, were there warning signs?
How wet do you want to get?
Right, right. Were there talks before that where, like, were there ultimatums like, hey, dude, if you don't shape up,
yeah,
blah, 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 then, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, if we're making a potion for what I call a love completed, not failed.
Okay.
People think that divorce breakups are, like, failures.
Mm-hmm.
You could?
No, I'm taking notes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think it's a love completed, not failed. But,
mm-hmm,
yeah, there were lots of things... So much we learned. We went to a ton of therapy, and it helped so much.
Couples therapy?
Yes, couples therapy, individual therapy as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like everything.
What was the final straw where you're like, I gave you a shot, several shots.
The final
boom.
Straw was, man, I just looked at my behaviors.
Not his behaviors.
Yeah, the thing is that have you ever heard that thing where if you point at someone else, you have 3 pointed back at yourself?
Oh, I like that. I like that saying. Is that a saying?
I think I learned that when I was like 6 in like.
Well, we're gonna get to your Korean upbringing soon. But continue.
But it hit me in a real way that every time something triggers me, I'm like, wait, you know, or like, really, wait.
Right.
So anytime I'm triggered now, they say triggers are a blessing because they show you where you're not free.
Oh my goodness.
So I've just been like rooting every trigger up, and like it will never stop.
Right.
But
so when you went through that process, was there a time where you're like, you had clarity where like, okay, we need to do this decision because this is the healthiest choice?
Yeah, it's funny because one of my, so I'm a psychotherapist.
And we're going to get to that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But one of my colleagues was saying that sometimes couples therapy just helps people get to an amicable place.
Mm-hmm.
So for me and my ex-husband, it was like, we just understood where the other is coming from, why what happened. We have this, we call it a narrative view, like equals.
Is that a real term?
Yes, it's a real term.
It's called narrative view.
Narrative therapy.
Narrative therapy.
Yeah.
So it's therapy where you have a story or narrative behind it.
Not behind, just of.
Of it.
Because it's
okay.
Like when shit goes down, you're tumbling in a fishbowl down a hill, right? You're
yeah.
just, oh, wait, what, pun intended?
First pun on the show. Yeah.
So you're just like in the chaos and you're getting whipped around, you're in the dark, you don't know what you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Narrative just helps you understand what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
So you know what you're dealing with.
That's so weird you said that because during the time of when I thought, when it was coming to an end, I realized afterwards,
mm-hmm.
oh, I had a lot of, I'm a hard person to deal with.
Aww.
Well, you know, because I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
My sleeping schedule.
Oh,
you know,
what
like,
is your sleeping schedule?
Vampire.
Okay, so
yeah.
down at daytime, you're allergic to sunlight.
I probably haven't seen the sun in a few days.
I thought vitamin D, so vitamin D is not a thing for you.
The thing is, because I like watch stuff at night as well. Like I get all my stuff done.
Yeah.
I get all my stuff
You're
done.
A functional human being.
I function,
yeah.
But it's just my sleeping, it isn't like good like for relationships
because...
unless I meet another vampire.
Oh,
you know what I mean. But Ilani was like, you know, she,
yeah.
You know what
I
mean. I
mean,
so,
I don't know her sleep schedule,
but
she wanted to go down at like nighttime.
Well, like a nurse, yeah, like
how most people,
yeah, most people, not normal,
people,
but most
people,
some
yeah.
people do that. So yeah, I had to look at that part of mine.
Is it because why do you prefer to be up at night?
You know what? We just talked about this before he came in. I think that for, you know, because as far as music writing as well,
yeah.
or anything you're doing creatively,
yeah.
it comes at night for me, at least. I'm like, because it's quiet.
Yes.
It's that one time of the day where there's no distractions.
People aren't texting you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's that. We like to play Warzone. We play video games.
Yeah.
Like we play
oh,
Warzone.
I know Warzone. Yeah.
Yeah, so we play Warzone literally like, never during the daytime. It's always after 10 p.m.
It kind of doesn't feel right shooting people in broad daylight for me. Like it's
yeah.
like a nighttime thing. FPS is like a nighttime thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's those things too. It's like that and just like, I guess my habits. That
yeah.
It was it. You know what happened? It builds up.
What
just all of my stuff, like they tolerate it,
yeah.
but then it's like a balloon getting filled up until
yeah.
it just goes and then pops
yeah.
and then. That's what happened.
I know. You gotta like, that's why you gotta work it out immediately because then it just sits and festers.
Yeah.
And then like starts coming out and leaking
mm-hmm.
in other ways.
Now, did you, as far as you and your ex-husband, like you dealt with stuff like that as well?
It's so complicated. It's like one part religion, one part cultural differences between our families and us.
With,
it's
just
yeah.
so the Korean element.
Oh, it's yeah, it's huge influence.
Your
on
Oma and Appa, did they?
My Oma and Appa, my
they
mom
approved,
and dad.
They approved.
They approved of him, and that's a whole nother story. Because then, like, race is a factor in this whole thing. He's half white, half Korean.
Well, he was half Korean.
He looks full white. Even
he
I
does,
was like,
he does.
Even I was like, I need some family photos.
Oh, to prove that he
yeah,
had the
like,
Korean blood.
I was like, I see your adult family photo. I need to see the children
right.
family photo.
Yeah.
He looks white passing. There's a tinge of something. Like, you're like, what are you? But that, so race is an ingredient in that whole mix. Also was just our youth. Like, we were 24, 5, 6, something like that. So young.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I had an identity thing going that I didn't know about. Like, I didn't know who I was.
Like, what do you mean culturally? Or, like, what do you mean identity?
All of it, man. Like, I was a Christian then. And we talked about last time.
Yeah.
while I support whatever faith anyone chooses, I am not.
You're not religious. I used to be Christian. I used to do that too.
We talked about him too. We did the whole like tongue.
Oh yeah. No, I don't. I'm not religious.
I'm spiritual. I'm not religious.
Yeah.
And I'm always open and I'm always questioning. And the thing is, you can't prove these things that you're. It's faith. You can't. Can you prove faith?
I don't know. You have to have patience.
I don't think so.
Now let's go. The Korean aspect's interesting to me because, like,
yeah.
I get some Korean guests, but I love it when a Korean comes on because we can talk about Korean shit.
Yeah,
you know,
and like not have to explain.
Yeah. So were your parents strict?
Oh yeah.
Like growing up, you grew up in Cali, right?
I was born in New York, LA,
mm-hmm.
back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the oldest, and was so sheltered, and grew up so concerned. My parents are amazing humans. Amazing humans.
Can we give them a shout out?
Omapa.
Omapa
최고야. 너무 사랑해. Yo.
Dude, your Korean is great.
It's okay.
It's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. 나는 한국말 못해요.
Did you say 정신표?
Yeah, 정신표.
I've never heard that. I've always heard 정신차려. 정신차려 means like get your shit together, like wake up.
I always thought this, okay, 정신표, because my dad, oh, rest in peace, pop. Yeah, my dad's right there.
When did he pass?
2019. Yeah, his ashes are right there. In the wooden,
in the wooden box?
Yeah.
Appa.
Yeah. Oh, well, you wanted, that was a crazy day.
Wait, yes, I want to hear all about it.
Well, okay, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Let's get back. Okay, so, 정신표 means wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
But get your shit, like, wake the fuck up.
정신 is, like, attention.
Yeah, you get your...
is to, like, decrease, like, it's to, like, fold, unfold.
So, I don't know why they worded it that way,
but it makes sense to me.
Don't you feel, you know?
Yeah.
What is shikya mean?
Like iron your shit, iron your attention.
But what is, yeah, shikya?
Shikya is like bitch, right?
I'm like, can you timestamp that part?
Your dad's saying it right now.
Yeah. Dude, he used to scream that in the house. Were your parents abusive?
Like, without knowing it, yes.
No, I'm talking about, like...
Like, what? What's that?
I'm talking about K-Rage. Like,
well,
Korean Rage.
So, like, you know, you go to... At recess... Oh, you good?
I'm sorry. That was my dad. I'm sorry.
No, at recess, I remember we used to just, like, compare. It's so fucked up in hindsight. But you'd be like, oh, yeah, I got hit with the shoehorn, the big one. And then someone else would be like, oh, I got hit with the belt. And then someone else would be like, golf club. And you're like, oh,
so you compare with your friends in school?
Yeah. You have no idea. You're sitting there comparing child abuse stories.
But they don't understand. There's a huge cultural gap. Like, Koreans deal with shit differently.
So the cops showed up. At my mom's, at our house, because she had, my parents are amazing, I swear.
No, you already put that out in the universe.
I know,
we're humans.
Yeah, well,
we're
also just culturally different, right?
Yeah.
Different time.
Different times, different everything.
So give us context as far as, like, when the cops showed up.
Well, like, so I go to school with this gash on my head, and then they were like, what happened here? And I'm in second grade, and I was like, my mom threw a box in my face.
She threw a box at her face?
Yeah, I remember ducking down behind one of those rocking chairs, the little, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Toys R Us, and then it was like an empty box, but it hit, like, I don't know.
The angle hit you at it.
Michelle Obama says all memories are subjective and imperfect, so I was, like, 8. This might be wrong, but all I know is I told them I had a gash, and my mom threw a box at me, and that's true. And then next thing I knew, I was in the nurse's office, cops were around me making me take my clothes off, and, like...
What grade were you?
Second grade? Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then
god.
I just came home and then my mom was like crying and she was like, do you want them to take you away? And I was like, I have no idea.
Oh, so she put it on you. She played the victim.
I don't know. I mean, it was a learning lesson for her too. Like, oh, I can't
do
this here.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Are your parents from Seoul?
Yeah, I'm from Seoul.
They are?
Yeah. They immigrated here like 20s, 30s.
That's so crazy. Now, my parents were experts at keeping secrets. I'm learning stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how abusive my dad was. When I was a kid, I think kindergarten, like, he knocked my mom's tooth out.
Oh, shit.
Like,
that's...
And I didn't learn about... The way I learned... I kind of remember the feeling, like, my mom barricading with the dresser, like, the door, and... But then my brother, when he explains the story, he's like, dude, you don't remember? Like,
is
when mom, yeah, my brother's old. When mom opened up her mouth, it was bloody. You don't remember that dad knocked her tooth out?
God.
I don't know. Maybe I blocked that out.
Of course.
So
that's a traumatic ass thing to witness.
Yeah. So, dude, were your parents that abusive like that?
No, not like that. No, not like that. But they're abusive in their own ways. Man, there's such a good quote. I share it with everybody. It's a Mitch Albom quote. But he's basically saying that all parents leave marks on their kids, like glass, like fingerprints on glass.
Mm-hmm.
And some, like, I'm butchering it. Some, like, leave prints, some leave smears, and some shatter it beyond repair.
Who's this guy you're quoting?
Mitch Albom. He's a famous author. Like a
Mitch Albom?
Yeah, he wrote, like, Five People You Meet in Heaven.
Album, A-L-B-U-M?
A-L-B-O-M, actually.
A-L-B-B-O-M. Mitch Albom.
Yeah. And I don't think you can compare, like, traumas, but that's really, really hard to deal with.
Yeah, and I think that, because you mentioned my dad's passing, the day he passed...
Tell me about it.
My brother, well, it was, first of all, the morning it happened, my mom let out a scream at the bottom. We're in Gilbert, Arizona.
Yeah.
The nursing home was like maybe a 5 to 7 minute drive. It was close.
Mm-hmm.
So the morning, I think we were just up at, we're in separate rooms. Me and my brother were in the guest rooms upstairs, whatever. And my mom let out like a sound, you know, like
fear.
Yeah, like she said in Korean, maybe you can help me interpret. She said, how do you say this? Oh no, Appa is about to die. It's happening. How do you say that in Korean?
That dad's about to die?
Yeah.
Appa 죽을
거야? Yeah.
And then...
But screaming it. Like, oh, you know, screaming
like,
that.
Dad's gonna die.
Yeah.
No,
how do you say it? It's time. It's happening. It's time. She said that in Korean.
I mean, I need context, but like,
Yeah, something like that, where I'm like, I heard that. I'm like,
당장? Like,
right? Yeah. Like, we have to go. We have to drive. We have to go. Dad, it's time. In Korean. So once I heard that, I was just like, because this is the thing with death. Like, no one prepares you at all growing, like there's no classes.
No.
There's nothing where they prep you for something like that.
Don't get me started.
So I was just like, I was kind of in shock, but I just splashed water on my face and we just went. I didn't know. I've talked about this, but me and my brother are sober. He had 17 years sobriety. I have now like 14, 15 years.
Hell yes.
But I didn't know that he had brought weed edible gummy bears or something.
Your brother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
and you ate them accidentally?
No, not accidentally.
Oh.
Because people deal with death differently. You know, maybe it was too overbearing.
Oh, yeah.
But so I didn't know he had consumed something at the house. By the time we got to the nursing place, there was a nurse in the room, and it was like literally thank God we arrived just in time while it was happening. So I actually witnessed like his spirit
leaving his body, his soul leaving his body.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
It was more of a feeling than a visual thing. It was more of a feeling, you know?
I do.
So I just went like, you know, me and my mom were standing on the side of the bed, but then we actually felt like his physical, you know, once it happens, they progressively get colder.
Yes, they do.
Because I was holding his hand and then I kissed it.
Yeah.
So I thought we're doing the appropriate response. We're crying hysterically.
Yeah.
But then when I looked over
at
my brother, it was like he was experiencing more of it like a third person, like maybe viewing
out of body.
Yeah, more like viewing a movie or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like there was not a lot of... But then at the time, it is like I thought, oh, he's just dealing with it his own way.
Yeah.
But have you heard of deathbed visions?
No.
So I didn't know what this was either, but that, like, 2 days before, the night before, I went back to the nursing home because it was 24/7 visiting hours.
Yeah.
So I said that afternoon, hey, you know what? I'm going to go visit Appa. Later, I'm going to shower and then bring my iPad so I can watch a movie or a book or something.
Yeah.
So when I went back, they had taken the feeding tube out of his belly button, so he was catatonic. He was unresponsive. Oh. So the whole week he was just like this. But then I was watching Rocky 2.
Yeah.
And I look over and he was like this. His eyes were like, he was like.
After passing?
No. This is the week before. Maybe a day before, 2 days before.
Okay.
He was seeing something in the ceiling.
Jesus.
And I researched later. It's a common thing when a person's about to pass. There's this thing called deathbed visions where they see, they it's kind of like they're tripping on acid where they see a past relative or something. Because, you know, he's seen the guy with the fedora, you know, like in Korean culture, usually there's a man in a suit with a hat that visits you.
This I did not know.
Yeah, it's a known thing. I mean, not just in Korean culture, but just all around the spectrum.
Oh.
Yeah, so he had seen that years before when he had like his gnarly stroke.
Yeah.
He had seen that man with the hat. But I think in the ceiling,
he saw him again.
He saw him or a group, maybe a group of family members.
Dang. And so you witnessed him kind of having that trip.
Yeah.
The vision, the deathbed vision.
Yeah, the deathbed vision. A lot of nurses, there's publications where they've written about this. Because, you know, nurses are
see that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Have you been in nursing?
Have I been?
Yeah, have you been to a nursing home?
I was with my grandpa the same way you were with your dad when he died. So, same.
So can I hear about your experience?
I was just to button yours up. I want to know how you coped with losing your dad. Because I do know that it just gets pulled out from under you. You're not expecting it. And it hits you like a ton of bricks, and then you can't even, like, you have all the sorrow because you can't even talk about past shit because they're gone, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? It hit me the hardest because, you know, my imobu and gomo.
Uncle and your
Then, a few of them, they drove from California. They came, and, you know, it's weird because they were more like, they handled it.
Stoic?
Yeah, they're more stoic. That's a great word. They were more stoic. It was more, I don't know if this is a Korean thing, but they kind of kept, to be strong, they, you know, they're stoic. But I just remember, dude, like, we went to In-N-Out Burger right after.
That's so like that a double-double.
That was weird. It's like, where do you want to eat? And they're like, oh, let's just go to In-N-Out. I think you've been there. You've been to the one, Andrew. The one in Gilbert, you know, near the Walmart there. In Gilbert, by Santan Village. We went to that one because, you know, we have the Arizona, we have that connection too.
Yeah.
But, okay, so going back to afterwards, when they had left, I just remember it really hit me because we're just leaving the room. And that's when it really hit me, like, like, this is really the last time I'm going to see him. And I think I just yelled in the hallway, like, I was fucking just, dude, it was gnarly.
Would you say you and your dad, could you sum up your dad in 3 words? Just try, for shits.
Are we doing a little bit of psychotherapy?
Are we doing therapy?
Like, what's going on right now? Are we doing like a mini
therapy?
This is
why I don't like telling people I'm a therapist. Then they get all like,
wait,
put on their Magneto helmet. Like.
That kind of like represents who my, hardworking. Very, very hardworking.
Yeah. He's an immigrant, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hardworking. Loyal.
Mm.
Right? Trustworthy. Yeah, those are 3.
That's good.
There's more. There's a lot more.
Yeah.
But,
And were you on, like, good terms with him? Or, like, was it a mixed bag?
You know, it's weird you said that because, you know, there's still that, underneath the surface, there was resentment because of the past trauma and abuse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then once, I think towards the end of his life, I forgave him for all of that. Because I'm like, because now I think I'd understand more if I had kids. But I don't know what it's like trying to raise kids or to try to hustle and to, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And the amount of just pressure.
Yeah.
On him, even as an immigrant, he didn't know the language very well.
That's why when my friends are like bitching about their parents and so resentful, which I was there too. I worked through it, but I'm like, listen, they did the best they could without Google, without money, without therapy. With, you know, therapy is stigmatized for a lot of Asians.
Yeah, so, what do you mean by that?
Like, if you went to therapy, they're like, oh, what did you do? Like, what's wrong with you? Like,
but some people do therapy just to do it. I mean,
it's getting destigmatized now. Everyone's like, I got a therapist, my therapist said what? It's like very casual now, right? But at least in my culture growing up, it was like, oh,
yeah,
you're like sickly.
Yeah.
You need therapy? Like, I just have the Lord. Like, we're good.
Right, right. Now, like, even after that, even like his passing, this is no justification of why I do the things I do, but then when people kind of shame me on my sleeping schedule,
aww,
you know, they're like, dude, why, you know, I'm like, well, my dad, I'll give you a prime example.
Yeah.
My dad was the type of person that got up at 5 a.m. every single day.
Damn.
So when I saw that, I'm like, well, that didn't prevent all the strokes that he had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is no justification. I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, like my sleep schedule.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, in a way, even Charles Bukowski, like, he had sayings of, like, how he doesn't understand how normal people are, like, it's like more of a conditioning. Like, get up, do this, go to the job,
yeah,
clock out. And it's like,
yeah,
he's just like, why is everyone programmed that way when, like, you know what Bukowski did? He used to just sleep for 3 days straight and get up, drink a beer, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And you lived a pretty damn long
exactly
life. So, I mean, I didn't mean to switch topics, but...
You did it.
But I'm just saying that that's maybe unconsciously why I'm like, well, I'll just do what I do. I get all my shit done.
Exactly. I think that I'm such an individualist. Like, you tap into what works for you, sir and ma'am and whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is it.
Can we go back on, like, this is interesting because the therapy thing fascinates me. When did you decide to do that and pursue that outside of music as well?
I mean, I don't know if there was like a, like, pull the lever or like moment, but, I've just always been interested in psychology and the human, right? And they're actually all the same thing. All the things I do are the same. So, like, music, acting, like, what else do? I do so many things right now.
I can read you the composer.
And therapy.
Yeah. Recording artist, recording.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
all that. It's the study of the human. Isn't
mm-hmm
that what it is?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. During COVID, I was like, oh, this is the perfect time for me to study this thing. And so I just...
So you went back to school?
Yeah.
You went back to school?
I went back to school for my master's during COVID.
What?
That was so
fun. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So where did you go attend these classes?
Oh, it's all online because it's all Zoom.
It's all Zoom.
Yeah.
And then where did you go look? Like, how'd you know what curriculum or where to go to?
I just did my
school
research.
What school?
I looked at ranks. I looked at what classes they offer. So I go to Pepperdine.
That's a great school.
It's a great school.
Pepperdine University?
That's good.
The whole campus is blonde there.
I mean, like, that's America, right?
Right. No,
white?
I'm saying because geographic-wise,
it's
by the water. Isn't it, like,
oh,
by
yeah
Malibu?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, like, privileged central, but, like...
okay. So, Pepperdine, great school.
But the school curriculum teaches us, like, multicultural competence,
mm-hmm,
is what we call it. Where, like, we learn all about curbing what the dominant culture, so they like teach us how to be really woke and like not woke for the sake of signaling that I'm woke,
right
genuinely woke.
How hard were the classes? Like, how much were you studying?
You know, when you love something, is it hard? No, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. Was it easier opposed to when you're younger going to school?
It is. Yeah, that's the thing. People are like, oh, I'm old and I can't like do this thing anymore, and I'm like, I don't know if you're interested. I ate all of the curriculum up.
So you loved it.
I was like Hermione Granger. It was so annoying.
You loved the process,
yeah,
of doing that.
I loved it. I mean, it had its moments where I'd be like, I'm like a little strapped right now. This is a lot of work and I have to read how many pages? Like, you know, there's moments like,
yeah,
that.
Were your parents proud? I'm sure they were celebrating inside. They were like, oh, you
yeah,
you know, I said you go back to
Haksang.
Yeah, your mom went
crazy. My mom was just like
happy.
Yeah, she was just not so much. We've broken down that whole like Asian be on this degree level,
or the Korean
have this
curriculum,
many letters behind your name. Yeah, we've broken down those barriers.
It's bullshit, though. I hated that.
It
it's
is
bullshit.
Yeah,
but continue. I love what you're doing right now. As far, then, how many years did it take you? And then,
I mean, like two. But I did a fast track.
Uh-huh.
I took I did a lot at once so I could end faster.
Then how does that work after you get your degree? Do you work for someone or do you work privately? How does that work?
It's like med school. You put in your hours, you get experience, and then you have to take a licensing exam.
And then how strenuous is that? Is that difficult?
That part I'm up against, so we'll see. Yeah.
Oh, you're still in the process of
Yeah. So I'm like a therapist, but I have to get my I have to pass my test now.
You do. And then how hard is that? Is that like the SAT? Like,
I worried.
Is it? Is it just like?
It's hard.
Do you have to write essays? Like, how does that work?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at the structure, but they definitely give you what's called a vignette. Like, they give you a case, and they're like, diagnosis person, or they're like, what would you do for your treatment here, or like, you know.
Now, what particular is it? Criminal psychology? Is it
no.
What kind of psychology is it?
I am technically a marriage family therapist, an MFT, but. MFTs treat mostly just individuals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that particular
I mean,
field?
First of all.
You have experience.
Just
life
like
experience.
Relationships. Yeah. Relationships have been so interesting to me my whole life.
And what fascinates you about it? The dynamic?
That's a good question.
Is it the power dynamic?
I want to figure it out.
Yeah.
I want to figure
There's
it out.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And you know what? I've even... I'm just so open, right? So I've even done, like, my ex and I dove into, like, polyamorousness at one point. Like,
that was an option?
Yeah.
Describe to the viewers and listeners what that is.
Polyamorousness is just, like, having, I mean, I don't have the Webster, but it's just, like, having an open relationship so you could be with multiple people while staying committed. And it's whatever you set it up to be.
So that was an option for you and your ex?
Yeah, I think we did that for, I forget how long.
You guys actually did that?
Yeah.
You did that. Yeah. You were dating people on the side. He was dating people on the side.
Yeah.
Can you still live together?
Well, I was abroad a lot, like working.
Yeah.
But then I would come back and then, yeah.
So what was it? So you dated other dudes?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
You're
that whole idea. Is that a newer idea? Because it's not really... You know that
it just depends on your circle, man. If you're with like very traditional conservative people, no, that this is unheard of. But
right.
If you're with open-minded people, everyone's
right. Was he doing that as well?
Yeah, I mean, we both just kind of realized through the polyamorous experience that we're monogamous.
right.
We were like, we just kind of both buddied up with one person, and we're like, I don't think this is it for me.
Yeah.
And then...
Who enjoyed it more? Did he like it? Did you like it more?
I think we both did, and then both didn't.
Okay,
like,
so...
Today, I'm monogamous.
You're monogamous
right
now.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what else y'all did.
Oh, I forgot what your question was.
I forgot.
Just like things you've tried in a relationship.
Things you've tried in your relationship. Like
to
make it work, or...
like tons of therapy.
Couples
therapy. And individual. Because if it's really dysfunctional, you need to go assess and examine your own shit and then come back. Does that make sense?
Yeah. How did you find the therapist? Did you both...
Referral.
You both mutually agreed?
On getting therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the particular therapist.
No, I mean, he just kind of trusted me to find somebody.
So you found it?
I mean, I found...
Was it a male or female?
Your referral. We've tried a ton on, like, we've...
All
males
kinds.
Males and females.
All kinds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was so helpful. I can't recommend it enough. It was a big... And that's also why I got into it, right? Because it changed my life. I was suffering so much.
From
what? Everything. My upbringing.
Was there a codependency involved as well, or no?
I think so.
There was.
To a degree. Yeah, there's a spectrum of it, right?
Because if there's one party that's abusing a substance or a drinking or whatever, you know, right?
Yeah. Also, I'm just being respectful because I still care and love that my ex is a person.
Me
so
too.
I'm like
me
not
too.
Trying
I didn't,
to air
we didn't say anything wrong,
his...
did we, Andrew? Did we say anything wrong?
Nothing wrong.
There's nothing but love here, right,
Absolutely.
Andrew?
Absolutely. I just don't want to air out like someone else. I haven't like...
No, you didn't. You haven't. You in fact, you've done the opposite. You've been very respectful.
Because I do respect him.
Yeah, I do too.
It's
respect him.
It just wasn't the right...
We haven't even said his name. That's how, you know, I said the name. We didn't even say... Dude's name.
It's funny because people are like, they hear that we got divorced and they're like, they make that like face as if I said someone died or like, you know what I mean?
What was that process
like?
Is that a hard process?
I mean, it's
because you go through the courts and the state and everything, right?
It gets stressful at times, but like, it's the most amicable, positive thing, supportive thing ever.
How long is that process? How much paperwork is that? Like, how hard is that?
It depends how many assets you have and, like, how...
Oh, y'all had a house together?
Well, like, businesses and stuff, so...
Ooh, so it gets a bit... Ooh, it gets complicated. Dude.
Yeah, but here's the thing, is, like, let's say you and I are getting a divorce. Then it's just whatever you and I agree on. Yeah, you seem. I'm
I feel a little anxious.
Tension.
Okay, so
it's whatever you and I agree on. If you and I can just like come to an agreement, and
you have to have that
draft it up.
You have to write it out.
Yeah.
Both parties sign.
Yeah.
Because it's a partnership, right?
Yeah.
It's a partnership.
Yeah. So it's like, how bad is it in the relationship, and that's how messy it'll get.
Wow.
But we're not messy, so it's like.
So, and then not only that, his personality, I mean, from what I've known of him, he seemed like a mellow, just chill dude.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was no problem, that aspect of it.
No, he's just the sweetest human.
Yeah. I remember.
Whoever ends up with him is going to be like, so lucky.
See, you're giving him love.
It's genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So you're saying, my initial question was, what fascinated you about, like, psychology and what got you into that line of work?
Partly my own shit. I wonder if, like, anyone who studied psychology just went through a lot of shit.
I'm sure. I'm sure even people who dealt with trauma and abuse as well, they're like, I want to understand this. Right?
And then partly the need. I feel like there's such a need. I feel like we're all suffering. Not all. A lot of us are suffering.
Yeah.
Actually, suffering, I believe, is inevitable in
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just inevitable.
You have to. You have to fail and you have to suffer.
Yeah. It's just
you need failure.
Happen.
You do.
Yeah.
You do need to fail.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
I think so.
A person who doesn't
inevitable.
Fail, how do you learn? Like, you have to fail.
Yeah. Even if you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
you are going to suffer.
Right.
Like, I know so many trust fund babies that are miserable, right?
You do?
I do.
So they don't have to work?
No, never.
So they have money.
Yeah,
in the
they
bank.
Just blow like $30,000 worth of cocaine a month. Like
you know people
like
that.
I do.
And they're not happy.
No. Who the fuck is happy blowing?
You know what? I always wonder that because I've never had that. Like
yeah.
I've always had to work some shitty job.
Yeah.
To pay for you know
yeah.
rent somewhere.
Hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were neglecting your music.
Oh.
I
yeah.
want to because like time. We have about 15 minutes
okay,
left,
okay.
and I want to make sure we're putting some light on that.
Sure.
The last time we talked, you were doing this operatic performance.
Was I?
Yeah, we talked about it. You're like...
Walt Disney Concert Hall.
Yeah!
Orchestra.
So, from that moment, tell me about the trajectory of your music. Weren't you recording somewhere at Joshua Tree doing something?
It was.
Go ahead.
I mean, I've learned how to produce. So
you produce.
I make my own everything. Yeah. So
what do you record on?
It depends. Ableton or Pro Tools.
I knew you were gonna say Ableton.
I love Ableton.
I knew it.
Sometimes Logic. Honestly, like I just do whatever I need to do. But
do you teach yourself?
No. Yes and no. Like just meeting dope people who believe in you and want
mm-hmm.
to teach you. So that's how I first learned Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ableton, I went to a school called Beat Lab. Fucking dope school.
Okay, so can we give Beat Lab a little love?
Yes, I think
so
they might
Beat
have
Lab?
Closed during COVID.
So is that a school?
Yeah, Beat Lab. The guy who runs it, his name is Yuda, Y-E-U-D-A. Also goes by Sidebrain. I don't know what this name
is.
Amazing.
So that's in downtown LA somewhere?
Eagle Rock. Yeah.
And what is the curriculum? Is it like beats? Because it's a Beat Lab, so is it production, hip-hop, or?
Yeah, all of it.
All of it.
Whatever you want.
Do they have different types of machines, even like the old school MPCs?
Yeah, they have all the MPCs. They have like a whole live room, and well, they shut down during.
Oh,
COVID.
Okay.
So, but I hope
so you went
they
there.
Get it up. Yeah, I went before COVID.
Wow.
Yeah, so I learned
you've
how
done
to
a lot since the last.
Yeah.
Therapy. School.
Composing.
Yeah.
I composed during COVID, which was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge makeup company named Bobby Brown. And
yeah, I read that on your Wikipedia.
Is that on my Wikipedia?
Yeah.
I don't touch it, so.
Yeah, and then it also said...
they're watching me.
Did you... David Choi?
Yeah,
you,
what about him?
Didn't you do stuff with him as well?
Yeah, we've toured the world together, David.
So shout out to
David.
Our main man, David Choi.
That's
he's been
so,
on here, too,
so
as well.
That's so funny, because I just reconnected with him, and he's like, I have a 9-month-old, and I'm like, shit, what the hell?
He's a father?
Man? Yeah. Named Bijou, like a jewel.
Really?
Yeah.
Love that dude.
Love
so you toured the world with David Choi?
Yeah, many times.
Wow.
I've done like So many places, so many countries.
What are you working on now? What projects do you have in the works?
Oh my God, I think I'm working too much. Because I'm also producing a TV show.
Wait a minute, what? Wait.
It sounds ridiculous saying it out loud.
No, I love it. So what is the show called? And
the show is called Rule Breakers. It's about Asian Americans who are badass and going against what mom dad told us to do.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so we have like all kinds, and it's not your average talk show where it's like, oh, be prim and proper. We go there, like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what network, what is it going to, how do
it's
people watch it?
It's a company called Joy Sauce. I think it'll be available on YouTube or their site.
Rule Breakers.
We just shot episode 2, so it's still like forming.
Yeah, and then you're a writer on that, or?
All of it, yeah.
You do.
It's like a collaborative thing.
So you thought of the idea.
The idea was thought of by the host. His name is Howin Wong, H-O-W-I-N.
Okay.
Wong. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so definitely look out for Rule Breakers, okay, on Joy Sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the music projects? Well, you were in Joshua Tree.
Yeah, I was.
So what's that? Like, you're recording a new album?
It's just that between like the divorce and then school and then like working as a therapist and then like taping auditions and then like... I'm doing a lot, and then moving. And like all this stuff is just my album keeps taking a back seat. So as of this week, I'm going to be more intentional about it. I heard in a podcast, you should be thinking like 2 hours at a time, 3 times a week into a project, or it won't get done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to like take that seriously.
Is there a concept behind the album?
My life. I think I felt like I didn't have a message for the longest time, but now that I've done the self-work and gone through the journey, I'm like, oh, I got my message. I've tapped into my culture. I've tapped into my identity.
Mm-hmm.
I've tapped into my past and my devils and like my demons, I mean.
Right.
And I'm ready.
Are you going to, how are you going to release it? Like independently? Are you going to go through a label? How's that going to work?
I don't know. It's like, my whole career has been people coming
to
me, approaching me. And I'm like, wait, maybe I should be approaching. And I've never gone the label route. I've been independent. Like, did a lot of
things. The whole time you...
The whole time.
So you release it, like, you have, like, your own iTunes or Bandcamp?
Yeah, I mean, I had a manager help me out for a lot of it, but I've toured the world many, 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 many times.
Independently?
Independently.
Who booked that? How did you manage to do that?
It takes a village.
Wow. Now, so, like, this do you have a title of the album?
Not yet.
So that'll come.
Yeah.
How many tracks do you want?
I'm shooting for 10, and I'm shooting for...
I like that. I like that. Anything more,
yeah.
That's my opinion. Anything
yeah.
more than 10 is like, dude,
yeah.
Because the attention span.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up, listening to tapes.
Yeah.
We had to earn the listen, rewind, and then CDs came into play, then you press the skip button,
yeah.
you know, to the tracking.
Yeah.
But, like, would you say people digest music differently? Like, it seemed like they listen to, like... It's the TikTok. Okay, 5 seconds of this, seconds of that. I get it. You know, I don't like that.
Man, I was thinking about this on the way here, just like the TikTok numbing of our generation.
Like
I don't know, man. I don't know. Because I do know that numbing is not the way to grow anything.
Mm-hmm.
Could be part of the process, but... Yeah, I don't know. I just know so many people. I think we went to a club for someone's birthday party, and literally it was the most overstimulated club I'd ever been in my life.
How? In what ways?
It's just like the music and the lights and everything was popping out. Everything possible. And everyone was on their, like literally we all just kind of did this, and everyone was on their phones.
And they're at a nightclub?
In the nightclub.
Then why are you at the nightclub? Why don't you can do that
at home? Can you be motherfucking present? Like, please.
That's not my cup of tea. You couldn't pay me. We're on Warzone, and we'll be chilling, or he'll be watching skateboarding at home. I can't go out like that.
Do you know your love language?
What the hell does that mean?
You don't know about this? I didn't mean to like...
No.
Is that
a book? Or what is
yeah,
that?
It's a book. They say that... I think you need all 5, but...
Okay, can we go over that real quick? What
yeah,
does that mean? Okay,
in a relationship...
Okay, go from 1 to 5 chronologically, please.
It's not chronological, but it's like you have a major love language. So it can be quality time.
Quality time.
Gifts.
Gifts.
Acts of service.
Service.
Touch.
Touch.
Or words of affirmation.
And you're asking me what I do?
I mean, like, you kind of, there's a quiz, and then it spits out what you are, but...
I think more...
Like, what do you need in a relationship above the
touch.
Touch.
Hello.
Hello.
I need touch.
Yeah.
Touch me, touch me, touch me. Touch. Okay. And number two.
Thank you, that's the show.
Number two is touch again. Touch me more.
Touch, touch,
number
touch.
Number three, hold up. I do like words of affirmation, but that's not like a priority. It's nice. I like gifts. Quality time, though. I like quality time.
Yeah. I think you need all five, but it's just about knowing, like, the main artery, you know?
And what are you?
I'm equal parts quality time and touch.
See, dude, you gotta have the touch.
Yeah. Some people don't need it.
So there's the relationships where they're like not, like they're sleeping on the same bed, but then one person's way over to the edge, the other person is over here, or they're sleeping in separate rooms,
oh,
like my folks did.
Are you talking about, I thought you were describing my marriage.
No. Hello. And that's another time scale. Okay. That, you experienced that.
Oh, yeah. No, like, ill intent. It's just...
Is that a Korean thing? Because my folks did that, too.
It's just the mark of being estranged, man. It's just the mark of, like, being distant.
In our defense, I do like the initial pre-sleep where you're cuddling.
Yeah.
But your arm gets numb or something. You know what I'm saying?
You know, some people I've cuddled with, they don't get numb. I don't know what's up with that.
They don't get numb.
They don't get numb.
But do you need... Okay, let me ask you this. When you're sleeping, do you want someone touching you or do you need separation?
I don't know. I sleep like a rock, so...
So you're deep
sleep. It is what it is, yeah. I'll see you when I wake up.
Yeah, I'm more like, I'll do that pre-sleep, but then when I'm, like, winding down and I'm about to sleep, like, just...
Yeah.
I need...
Space.
I mean, look at my bed.
It looks really nice and tidy.
But describe
what... Is that a sleeping bag on top of your bed?
Hello!
What's
on only it? One side of the bed. A Coleman sleeping bag. Hello.
Wait, what's up with that?
I know exactly what's up with
that. Wait. Are you Mike Birbiglia, where he sleepwalks?
Wait, what the hell is...
Mike Birbiglia has a condition where he sleepwalks, and people have murdered
him.
So he has to sleep with mittens and like a little upside-down bat cage.
It's comfort for me. I like the sleeping bag material.
Oh, the swishy-swish?
Yeah. It's just nice on my back.
But is it fuzzy on the inside?
I don't sleep on the inside.
Oh, you sleep on the outside?
On the outside.
Have you traced that to some experience? Like, did you wear a lot of...
Are you psychoanalyzing me?
I'm so curious.
Why do I sleep on top of it?
There's zero... I think it's fantastic. It's, like, very refreshing feeling, right? That swishy airbreaker...
I like that. I like the windbreaker material.
Yeah.
But when I get on the inside, I feel, like, trapped.
Yeah,
like, I'm in a cocoon.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. And if I do that, I have to have one leg on the outside of it.
You're like, I'm out.
It's my getaway.
I'm partially out.
So to answer your question, it's I like the material on top. I like a separate blanket, the blue one.
The fleecy blue one.
Yeah, the fleecy blue one.
On top
of the sleeping bag.
Okay.
And I don't use the other side of the bed. I'm literally just on that side of the bed.
Do you ever think about getting a bed half the size?
What do you mean, like a twin?
Like,
that's a full.
Like
that's a full. Are you saying to downgrade to a twin?
I mean, just you don't use the other half of the bed.
Well, maybe one day I'll have company.
Oh, that's what it's about.
Knock on wood. Yeah, I'm looking for romance too. You know, I'm older, but I don't want to be alone. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
You know, I would like.
Get that touch.
Yeah, I would like some company. I would like some company.
So what happens when a company is over?
Well, they won't see the sleeping bag.
Oh, you hide the sleeping bag.
I make it seem like it doesn't exist.
What would happen? What would happen if you owned that shit up front? You were like, hey.
So when...
Because what if she's like,
if
I also like sleeping on windbreaker.
Then that's
material.
A different story.
And then you're like, my soulmate, no?
Then that would, I would have to buy a wedding ring.
I'm just so... There you go.
Hello.
Fast track to the wedding ring, right?
Are you saying if I do hypothetically have female company?
Yeah. What?
And in an alternate reality. No, just kidding. I'm just a fan. Then what? Ask me again. If they were cool with that?
Yeah, I mean, I said, what would happen if you led with, like, owned the sleeping bag instead of hiding it when company comes over? I'm just
I like what you're doing. I think that's more truthful
Yeah.
That would be more real to who I am rather than me hiding it and putting it in the bag and just, you know.
Yeah.
That's like
literally
not really
clawing.
Me.
Yeah.
So you're saying own up to it. They walk in here and they're like, oh, you have a comment? Why is it only on one side of the bed?
Is that a Coleman TR?
I don't know. You know what? Maybe I could do that.
I'm just a
big fan. Because that'd be more trust. It'll be more like...
Honest.
Not trust.
Authentic.
It'll be more authentic. Sorry. Authentic.
I'm just a big fan of, if you know who you are, just like put that shit out there. Because then you're attracting what you want. Instead of like presenting this molded thing.
You know what?
Only to be like... Psych, that's not me. Sorry, I wasted a year of your life.
You know what it reminds me of? Like, I remember a prom or a homecoming where, you know, I was so, like, aware of how messy the car was that, like, instead of just, you know, the car was fine, but I was doing Windex. I was Windexing everything and wiping everything down. And and it's like, it smelled weird in there. It's like, I should have just owned up to the fact, like, this is how it is.
Yeah.
And,
well,
you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not saying don't take care of things. Like, take care of things. Like, brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Oh, that's a whole,
unless that's a kink and, like.
I mean, that's a 2-hour podcast in itself.
Brushing teeth?
Oh, just my teeth fall out. Okay. The leaves don't go to the dentist.
I have so many
curiosities. We don't go to the dentist.
All right. What is that? I just see bubbles where a tooth should be.
Hello! Timestamp that, Andrew! Hello! Oh my god! No one has ever said a bubble to where the tooths should be. And Andrew, please note that on your phone. We're editing that out.
I'm getting hot.
There is a whole row missing.
A row?
But keep going. You know other Koreans that do this shit?
What?
That don't go to the dentist?
I mean, like, we would not ever go to the doctor because it's expensive.
I don't like the way the lobby
smells and feels.
I don't like the waiting room. I don't like the music. I don't like how the magazines are presented, the plant in the corner.
Yeah.
I don't like the sparkling water down there. I don't like walking up to the desk and talking to the... I don't like any of it.
Yeah.
It's too clinical.
Sterile.
Yes!
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
Until... If I'm on my last 4 or 5 teeth, then I'll go.
I bet you can find it.
Timestamp that too, Andrew.
Wait, which 4 has it got to be? Like front ones or back ones?
It's the front, baby.
It's the front.
There is a presentation. Yeah, it's just the presentation.
It's for the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's for the thumbnail. Just these. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just these.
I think you got like 7 in your smile, though, bro. Like, smile for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 10 teeth showing in your smile.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so
there's a lot missing down here.
Does that make chewing and food like unpleasant?
Oh, my brother lost all of his chewing teeth.
Damn.
He chews with his gums.
Damn.
We're just not making us look very good as far as having the best, you know, dental practices.
I'm just a fan of you doing what works for you. Does it work for you?
No, but does it look like it's working for me?
I mean, I'm
look where I live. Look at my lifestyle. I have a goddamn Coleman sleeping bag on only one side of the bed.
But you're sleeping.
I mean, that bed frame from IKEA from like 20 years ago.
It looks nice and clean. And there's like a flower.
You're being nice. You're being nice.
I'm being honest.
Yeah. So are you saying, no, let me ask you this. Is that unattractive to think, like, if they knew that?
Yeah, if they knew what?
Like that I don't go to the dentist.
This is going
to
sound like a cop-out answer, but it depends on the freaking female.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if there's thong breath?
Well, I personally don't like poop breath. If you're asking me... No, I can't give you that shit.
Okay, we're getting to the end. Can I throw you a hypothetical?
Yes, always.
You meet a guy, right?
Okay.
And what's your ideal man? Like, do you think Leonardo DiCaprio's handsome?
It's so funny. All those people that everyone idolizes and, like, fawns over, mm-hmm. I don't care.
Who do you think is handsome? Keanu Reeves?
Here's the thing. I don't care about handsome. I care about connection.
Well, just keep it on the handsome for now.
Play the game, goddamn.
Yeah, just work with me. Tom Hardy?
This is what I mean. Like.
He's a fox.
Tom Hardy? Oh, not my type.
Jesus.
Too buff?
Edit that out.
I don't
Tom Hardy is like Fox.
Everybody in Hollywood's beautiful. Everyone
it doesn't have to be an actor, okay? But who do you deem as attractive?
Again, I'm attracted to their insides. Like John Mayer's.
Come on, man! Okay, John Mayer.
But it's because of his insides.
Alright, but we'll stick with John Mayer. We'll stick with John Mayer.
Yeah, but I'm like.
Okay, you're on a date with John Mayer.
Okay.
And then you have a great time, and then you're like sitting close to him, and then you notice that you're watching a Netflix thing, and he said he's eating popcorn, but then he says something this far away, and it's just shit. What would that do to you?
First date?
First date. But then it's dong breath.
But everything else is connected.
Else is good. He smells good.
Okay.
His hair is nice.
How does he smell good? What is his situation?
No. His body smells good. But his breath is shit. Okay. He has shit breath.
Oh, I'd be like.
Would that change
it? Like Johnny Boy. You want a stick of gum?
Let's play that out.
This new organic.
Okay, so he has gum.
Raised
spearmint
gum.
Organic gum. He's chewing it.
Yeah, he's chewing it.
But then.
Oh, God.
It's mixed with spearmint with shit smell.
Oh, it's like halitosis.
Yes. Will that change it? You're attractive.
That would turn me off. I have a hound nose.
Same.
I have a hound nose.
You can smell like dong.
Yeah, like anybody I'm dating, they'll come home and I'll be like, you had pepper steak, yes, grapefruit LaCroix. Like, I can smell it
what
all.
What did you smell when you first entered here?
Oh, I didn't pay attention.
Because I lit Palo Santo.
I did smell Palo Santo. Thank you. I logged that.
You did?
Oh, sorry.
You did?
I logged it because I love Palo Santo.
Okay.
I did smell that.
Okay. Well, we're going to edit the last, 15 minutes off. I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Did I not fall
for what do you mean, no?
That was the best part.
My platform. I can do whatever I want. I don't want that.
What was the best part?
All
of
the whole program. Yeah, all that. I'm editing it out. Yeah, we can't do
it. It's too good.
No, but it's already out.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like bad smells.
So what else is a major, poo breath, but what else is a major turnoff?
Major turnoff is somebody who doesn't want to grow.
Mm.
What do you mean by that?
Somebody who thinks they're always right. Somebody who thinks that they're perfect. Somebody who thinks that it's their way or the highway, or like just not willing to grow.
Compromise? Is there a difference there?
It's like. Like, look at what I just described about myself. I'm into always bettering myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, taking out my ego and just being like, oh, that needs work. Or like, oh.
Yeah, because you're working on your side of the street.
Always.
You're cleaning your side of the street.
Always.
Yeah.
And not only cleaning, but, like, planting things and, like, watering it.
Wow.
And, like,
nurturing.
Fertilizing it.
You
You're
a plant woman?
I'm like, I was going to be Poison Ivy. I should be Poison Ivy. I always have themed, my birthday's Halloween.
Mm.
So I always have group costume parties.
Oh my god.
I'll send you an Insta that's like
fire. That's amazing.
It. Yeah, I should do like a Batman theme. I want to be Poison Ivy.
Yeah, so your future mate or the guy you're dating has to be up to par as far as work that they've done on themselves.
Work that, but it'll it's eternal, right? The self-work
it's
is
always
eternal.
A work in progress.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, what's the point of living?
So, but as long as they're making effort?
Yes.
That's all you're asking?
Yeah, like, grow, read books, go to therapy, like, examine yourself, be aware. Be mindful.
That's not asking the whole world. I mean,
it's not. And I think it's what every human should do anyway. Every human. Imagine the world if everyone had better mental health.
What if you met a guy, Hulk? He looks like John Mayer. No, just hear me out. He looks like John Mayer. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
Uh-huh.
But he just sits at home and plays video games.
Not interested.
But he's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
I don't care.
He can fly you anywhere around the world.
I don't care. I've lived that
he
long.
Has a he's got plants everywhere in the house,
don't
in
care.
The bathroom. The best plants you want.
You keep, like, reaching at this outside periphery stuff.
So it's not the outside.
I'm trying to tell you. It's the guts. It's the insides. It's the brain.
It's
the soul.
It's an inside job, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I think that may conclude it. Can we do now? That was fun, don't you think?
I always have fun here, man.
Can we, at this point... Can we start plugging your stuff, like
sure.
How they get your album, your website, your Instagram?
Ooh,
whatever.
Lord, okay. So Instagram is Clara the Artist. Spotify is just Clara. We got a TV show coming out called Rule Breakers on Joy Sauce. And what else am I doing?
Did you say your Instagram?
My Instagram is
Clara
the Artist.
Can you spell that out for the viewers?
Oh, Clara the Artist.
Mm-hmm. Website?
No.
What about your album? Where's it? Like, how they get your music? How do they download
it? Spotify or all the platforms, whatever you use. Apple Music.
Clara.
Tidal. Yeah, Clara.
So go on Spotify today and type in C L A R A.
Yeah,
and she's gonna pop up.
I will.
Is your name? Is your picture on there?
It's in all caps. My picture's on. I have like.
Oh, all caps.
Yeah.
So Clara in all caps.
But they might need to type in the word like go for Beau, B E A U. And then Clara, Beau, and then it'll land on it.
Where does this Beau come from?
It's a song.
That's a song. That's
song
a song
I wrote
title.
About my polyamorous
gotcha,
love.
Gotcha. Okay, so what? So definitely stream that.
Yeah.
Can they buy albums, like physical copies of a record or
they
a CD?
They can. It's on Big Cartel, but meh.
Why don't... Come on, let's plug that.
Oh, thanks. Big Cartel. I forgot, man.
Okay, whatever.
Just type in Clara Big Cartel.
Yeah, Clara Big Cartel.
Yeah.
Buy the physical copy if you want it.
Yeah, but check it out on Spotify or on Apple Music or Tidal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like Amazon Music. I don't know. You can't keep up, man.
Yeah, you know that. You're fine. So do you think we covered it? I mean...
I feel
Twitter, great. Facebook, none of that?
Just,
you're good with
I'm
just...
I'm Instagrammer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Follow her on Instagram today, Clara the Artist. Okay. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. Okay. I keep forgetting that, but that's the other podcast I'm doing with my boy, Jeremiah Watkins. We're doing a lot of live Scissor Bro live events. I'll have that in the description. Go there to that channel, subscribe to it, and check out those fun episodes. YouTube, StevieWeebyShow.com is the website. Stevie Weeby Bandcamp Music. I have the newest album, Kwangu, I Feel Stir Crazy on Spotify, Quangou, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I do have a P.O. Box if you want to send any packages or mail, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Oh, I had it through memory. Dude, it was an honor having you. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'll brush my teeth more. My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry were techers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.